Rocket Studs, we are going to be doing a fantasy draft of our favorite film directors of all time. So, you know, Desert Island, Castaway rules apply. Whoever you draft, those are the only movies you can see for the rest of your life. Drafting number one, we have Jeff Arvin. Drafting number two, we have Salemi. Three, we have Littell and Kashner here. I will draft number four. Snake draft, we're each going to draft five, and we're going to have about 3 minutes per pick. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Huge mystery of who's going to go number one to Arvin.
Okay. Well, with my first pick, first of all, I'd like to tell you the story of this pick because we have 3 minutes. So, and you know, there's not a lot of suspense here, so I'm going to just tell you the story. So we just had lunch at the best Mexican restaurant on the entire East Side, Luis's Fresh Market.
They're not a sponsor. Please don't name
they're
them.
They're not. They're delicious, though, and I want people to go there, but not at lunchtime when we have meetings. So we were there, and Cash pulled out the name app where we just spin a wheel. And I think, Cash, you were maybe 2 millimeters away from having this first pick. And I felt well, actually, I didn't feel bad for you at all because it landed on me. But I was just so excited in the moment, and I realized I may have crushed your joy a little bit. And since we're on Team Joy this year, I just thought I should mention that before I make my first pick. Anyways, with the first pick in the movie director's draft, I am going to take, in my opinion, the most obvious choice for the number one pick in this draft, and that would be Steven Spielberg. So...
1941.
Yeah. Ugh, 1941.
Jurassic Park 2, The Lost
Duel,
World.
Duel, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. How could you not take this man with the number one pick? But, I mean, realistically, right? Like, Jaws, all the other Indiana Joneses, Jurassic Park.
His one-off. Like, not even the franchise. Like, Minority Report.
I love that. Like, War of the Worlds. 100%,
so
right? I mean, Lincoln. Lincoln's fantastic, right? Like, so I loved his remake of West Side Story. Like, there's just so many fantastic. So Lemmy's never seen any of those.
Are you going to name a movie I've heard?
No. Yeah. He's not familiar with the oeuvre of Spielberg.
Watch a lot of indie movies. I'm sorry.
Indiana Jones.
Indie movies. No.
Well, see, there's Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
D-I-E. Indie movies. Yeah. Right.
And then you can't create... Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I can't even. Saving Private Ryan. I mean, the list just keeps going.
Which
so.
Should have won the Oscar. Crazy. That's a different podcast.
100% agree.
Should have won the Oscar.
Who won it?
Thanks a lot, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, God.
Weinstein Production.
Was it? Yeah. Is it?
Shakespeare in Love.
He's not problematic.
I do find that movie funny.
Shakespeare in Love. Or Saving Private Ryan, you mean?
Well, Saving Private Ryan's hilarious, yeah.
Right.
But no, Shakespeare in Love loses.
All right, 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to say about Spielberg?
No, that is my time. I'm gonna yield back to the floor.
Yield to the floor?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Congressman, Salemi. First pick in the two spot.
So anyone who knows me knows I love movies, but gun to my head, it would be a coin toss if I can ever figure out who directed what movie. I don't stick around for the credits unless it's a Marvel movie, because then they hide scenes at the end.
Or Ferris Bueller.
You gotta forgot he did that. So this is hard for me because I've had to learn directors' names and what they did and so forth. So... I'm not going to take who I really want to take, number one, because I think I can get him.
You're weak.
Coming back around. I apologize.
Hashtag
I'm
going to
take
plan.
Someone who I really do like, who I'm fairly confident won't be around when it gets to it. And to be honest with you, it's still a really good pick, I think. I'm going to go with Quentin Tarantino.
What?
I love his movies.
Wow.
What
did he make?
Nothing recently. Have you seen The Matrix?
What?
Have you seen The Matrix?
Hateful Eight is really good. Reservoir Dogs is really good.
You start with Hateful
Eight. Hateful Eight is I the like first Hateful movie Eight. Mentioned.
To be fair, I said 1941.
I think it's his eighth best movie, yeah.
Hateful Eight is his...
I
love Pulp Fiction, too, obviously.
I can't believe you're taking Tarantino.
What did you...
I hate you.
Who did you think
I would have
so
bet
much.
You money it would have been Scorsese...
Or Coppola.
Cash and I had this entire conversation. I'm shocked.
Coppola, but after Godfather and Godfather 2, are there other movies he's done that I really care that much about?
Apocalypse Now.
I'm not an Apocalypse
he's a
Now
hater
fan.
Of
Jack with Robin Williams. plays the adult
Is that what, yeah, yeah. Like, his hits are really good, but... So I'm going to be stuck on a desert island, right?
Right.
And these are the only movies I'm going to get to watch for the rest of my life. Tarantino movies, there are whole scenes. Sometimes the scenes go on longer than they need be. But there are whole scenes that are just wonderful to watch.
I've never been so upset to start a podcast. I thought for sure
it was going to be Scorsese. And, see, I feel like this is a little racist. I'm Italian, so I got to pick the Italian guy, or I got to pick Italian guy who picks the Italian movies. Okay, true or false, though? If I hadn't taken Tarantino, would it have been around for my pick? Latell, you got two picks for me.
Absolutely.
Not even a little bit.
So I figure I'm taking this now because the guy that I really want to take, number one, which I, based on everyone's opinion, I think you're going to be pissed at me for that one, too. And I'm feeling really good. Like, I feel like my movie's going to be there.
Now I'm going to draft who I think it is just to mess with you because you took Tarantino for me.
All right. Well, I want to see who you think it is then.
All right. 2-1. All right. Time's up. Use the whole 3 minutes on freaking Quentin Tarantino. Congratulations. So pissed. Latell, you're up.
Was that going to be 4 or 5? Just out of curiosity.
4.
4? Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm going to lock this in early.
The wild
and
card.
I'm really nervous for Kastner to pick after this because I hope he doesn't take.
Well, he won't take what you're about to take.
No, but I'm going to go first round. If I'm trapped on a desert island, some John Hughes movies, dude.
Oh, wow.
That man has not made a bad movie ever.
Does he have he's got Breakfast Club, he's got Ferris Bueller,
Candles, Weird Science, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck, Curly
Uncle
Sue.
Buck is oh my god, that's so funny. Great.
He really does have a ton.
There's so many really funny but also like feel good, nostalgic movies for me. Like, I grew up with all these and yeah, man, there's so many good, like, quotables and one-liners from every movie he's made, and other than, like, the racist dad in 16 Candles, it's all pretty great.
It's the 80s, man.
The dad was racist?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was just being protective of his... stuff. I thought he was just... Oh, in real life?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
his portrayal was not savory, but...
Wow. I just thought he was a protective dad. But okay,
I'm gonna land on John Hughes and hope what I had thought might be my number one pick will survive. But we'll see.
Man, I thought I would be able to pick him up third round for lightheartedness, but
I really did consider him for Ferris Bueller because I just love that movie so much.
It's a perfect movie.
I didn't think he was gonna go this early.
It was on this weekend,
and it's a movie where no matter what part you start, you can just watch it to the end.
Yeah,
it's just great.
It's Jennifer Grey before she had a nose job too. In
Which
case you're wondering.
Such a shame, dude. I feel the same way about, who's Monica from Friends?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, bro. She's at, okay, not to get like all on my pedestal here, but I feel like she looked so much better before. I know it's for her, but like, dude, you were already so hot. Like,
she took all those fillers out, though.
She did?
She did.
Oh, man.
She's back to looking like, well, she's an older version of her original self.
I'll get back to you guys later on this. I got some research.
The internet!
I thought maybe you just didn't want this, like, you know, on air for everyone all to hear forever and ever and ever again.
All right. I'm up 3 minutes. Spielberg, Tarantino, and John
six
Hughes.
6 minutes on the clock, though? Because
I could probably be both in three, actually. So I was going to go Tarantino to number one. That was far and away ruined my day. But happy I'm happy with my number one pick, which is going to be the Coen brothers.
Nice.
That's a great pick.
Mm. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Hail Caesar, Hudsucker Proxy. I'm trying to think of all that.
Hudsucker Proxy is so funny, dude.
I'll tell you what, Intolerable Cruelty is an underrated movie. It's really funny.
Is that with George Clooney?
George Clooney.
That is funny.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good film.
No Country for Old Men. I mean, they just have so many great movies, and they're kind of different, too. You know, like, there's a vibe because they have quirky, weird characters, but the stories are all Raising Arizona.
Big Lebowski's Big too, Lebowski. Right? Yeah. Yeah, they are all over the board.
True Grit. I mean,
I think other than Tarantino, probably the two best dialogue writers, or at least people who know how to hire good dialogue writers out there.
I would say so. Yeah. I think they write a lot of most of their stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Has anyone here seen the original True Grit with John Wayne?
I love that movie.
I do too, but that might be the one movie where the remake is superior than the original. Good. And the original is really good, but wow.
That remake is amazing.
And I think the remake is better because Hattie's the girl is great. Dude,
that's who's the actress who plays her?
She's Haley fantastic. Steinfeld.
Yes.
That was Haley Steinfeld?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Pre-Bumblebee fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever seen a movie called The Homesman? Now, I know we're on a time limit here.
It's Kingsman.
No.
He just assumes you're wrong.
It's The Homesman. One of the stars in it, we'll play the game that I normally do. See, we're out of my element where I always know stuff. I'm sorry.
True.
Who's the cop in The Fugitive?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is in it. And Haley Steinfeld?
Steinfeld.
Okay. She's in the movie for like the last 5-10 minutes of the movie. Just like a guest appearance that pops up out of nowhere.
And really good?
Yeah, the movie's weird. I don't know how else. Or? No, The Homesman.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't endorse it, but I'd watch it. Like, it's worth watching, but I can't tell you if it's good or bad. I apologize. I didn't mean to cut in on your director cut.
No, that's good. I still have 25 Coen seconds Bros. For my first pick, and I've got 3 more minutes for my second pick.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, here's where I really come up against it, because who I want to take, I actually really enjoy, but I don't know that I would go this early for him, except I know Salemi wants him.
Oh, okay. He knows deep.
I'm gonna go with my heart on this one.
There you go.
Does that mean that you're taking someone I want or not want?
No, I'm gonna let you have who you want.
Okay, who you take?
And I'm doing this because
despite Quentin Tarantino,
it is what it is.
That's magnanimous.
That is to be fair, this is a respect showing because Salemi did introduce me to True Romance, my favorite movie of all time, and he introduced me to this director that I want to take, but I'm not going to take. So I'm going to go with kind of the Spielberg effect. He has just so many really good movies. I'm going Ron Howard with my number 2.
Ooh, nice.
I had him on my list.
Yeah.
I will have you know that I had the other guy in the chamber ready to be picked.
I can't believe you're not taking him because that's a lot of good movies.
It is, but a lot of Ron Howard has like double the number. So if we're talking Desert Island.
Yeah, you're a big Angels and Demons guy.
Did you say angles?
He did say angles.
Nah, man. I mean, you got to get Hillbilly Elegy in there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude.
Politically relevant.
J.D. Vance.
I get Willow, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Ed TV is
bad. Oh, you're a huge Willow fan, Apollo aren't you? 13. I forgot about that.
I mean, definitely a generational thing. I grew up with it on VHS.
Right.
So just absolutely love it.
Was the series any good?
Horrible.
Oh, sorry.
Really, really bad.
And you get the first Star Wars movie.
Huh?
Yeah.
For Ron Howard?
Yeah, Han Solo, the Star Wars story.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a Howard movie, right?
You also get one of my most...
Is that considered the first Star Wars movie? And, like, the way it's all laid out?
I meant the first Star Wars movie of everyone who's drafting here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Littell, 3 minutes. You're up. Pick number 2.
Yeah, I mean, this is... It's between 2, and I don't know if I should... Oh,
well, tell us the 2, and we'll tell you which one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're all friends here.
I thought you were just going to take who you...
Yeah, I think I will. I don't want him to go, though. No, I gotta take Martin Scorsese while he's still up
there. It is.
There's just too many good movies.
Yeah. It's a list.
Yeah. I mean, Goodfellas is in my like top 5 movies of all time.
That's another one that whenever it's on.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, every
And you can drop
great.
In anytime.
Yep.
I would argue also, other than My Cousin Vinny, it's Old Boy's best movie, too. Why can't I think of his name?
Joe Pesci.
There you go.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I mean, that's like...
is number 1.
That's not fair to count.
What about Gone Fishing there. With Danny Glover?
I forgot about that.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah. Taxi Driver was really formative for me in college. Raging Bull, perfect movie.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Killers of the Flower Moon? Because that movie was really good.
And I haven't. Very long.
Very, very long, but also very, very good. Very dark.
I don't know if I want to. I read
the book.
One of the few
good.
Times that I would say, I read the book. But I did read the book, and it's so good, and everyone keeps telling me it's not the same,
It's not. The book is better, I would say, than the movie.
Yeah. But the movie's worth watching.
Yeah. He also has Mark Wahlberg's best movie, which is The Departed. And
Not Fear?
The Departed.
close. Sphere is like real close. That, and Ted is up there too. So,
oh man,
they don't make film better than was it the Ferris wheel?
That movie has
the roller coaster,
favorite.
Whatever it was.
I thought you were gonna do a scene from Fear. I didn't realize you did a scene from Departed. But
do
that
you
is really good.
A line from Fear?
No, not really. That movie is bad on a variety of levels. So yeah,
and
yeah.
The other guys, you know,
no, oh, the other guys, oh, the other
super guys. Underrated comedy for sure.
We watched that in Scotland.
What's the one where
you needed something to fall asleep to on the second day because we were like jet lag, and it was great.
Where he's like, there's two of them. It's with him and Will Ferrell, I think. Where he's like a stepdad or something like that.
Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home.
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, I thought that was funny, but yeah, he's also in Date Night, isn't he?
With
yeah,
Steve Carell.
He has a cameo.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He plays...
He's like the drug
Tina
kingpin.
No, I thought he played Tina Fey's ex-husband, and he like works Secret Service and all this other stuff. Maybe it's, I'm wrong.
Maybe
I'm
that
wrong.
Is what he
how
was.
How much you remember about that movie.
But Steve Carell was like really jealous because he's like this buff dude.
Yeah. They all go right. To him for help.
3 minutes on the clock.
All right.
Salami's up. Do you want me to just write down Guy Ritchie? Or?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
You're like, at the top of the list. He's the first name.
Yeah, I thought you might take him, but then I thought, no, he's going to go for something else. Either. I'm glad that Dark I'm really happy horse. That you did not take it out of spite.
I would.
But at the same time, you really like Guy Ritchie movies, too, so I wouldn't have held it against you. Like, I wouldn't have thought it was just spite.
No. I really do love Guy Ritchie movies. Sherlock Holmes, Lock, Stock, Snatch.
Yeah.
I mean, Snatch is a good movie.
So good.
Snatch and Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, I could watch over and over and over again. That's like the Taron. If I'm going to be stuck on a desert island, what movies could I watch again and again and again and still find something new, yeah. Sort of? And, yeah, I love Rock and Roller, and I feel like that's kind of low bar for his movies, but I think it's a great movie.
Even the low bar is not bad. Like, I wanted to see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, or whatever it was.
I still want to see that.
Really dumb, but a lot of fun. Like, I'm really glad I went to the theater to see it, because it's one of those just shoot 'em up. I mean, it's a classic Ritchie.
Yeah.
All these random dudes with distinct personalities, just, it's good stuff.
His direction for Brad Pitt in Snatch is, like, the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even think if you closed caption that, watch it with subtitles, I don't even think they know what Brad Pitt is actually saying. I like that they don't even pretend that he's speaking English, because the guys he's negotiating with, they're like, what did we bet? What did he say? I think we just bet a mobile home here. No, yeah, I think that's what we did. God, that's funny. And in Rock and Roll, he's got Tom Hardy playing a gay guy in an extremely funny manner.
You know what's crazy? You could have had, it's kind of like Tarantino True Romance.
Yeah.
He was all set to direct Layer Cake.
Mm. Oh, Guy Ritchie?
And at the very last minute, couldn't. And that's when Matthew Vaughn got his first shot.
Oh. Mm. And that Layer Cake is
that's
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie, for
right.
Sure.
I mean, to be honest with you, I thought it was him until you had told me previously that it's not him.
I can see how you could get there.
Oh, yeah. That movie is very much similar to all, not all, but many of Guy Ritchie movies.
All right, Arvin. 6 minutes.
Oh, good. 6 minutes? You mean I get two back-to-back?
Start the three now.
So, anybody have any predictions who I'm going to take?
My guess is Peter Jackson.
No way.
I don't like walking that much.
I'm going to say George Lucas.
George Lucas, interesting. Okay.
If we were drafting producers, maybe.
So first off, I do believe Jackson, but because of what you said. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you do love Lord of the Rings.
I do.
So I would have thought that. What did you say, Keshner?
I said Peter Jackson.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
George Lucas.
George Lucas, yeah. I'm going to go with Christopher Nolan.
You're the closest. All right, so.
I don't know what does that mean.
No, don't worry. He's
I'm
my
picking
next
a guy.
Pick, but I don't want to, like, jump ahead. I mean, I'm actually going with Ridley Scott. So, Ridley Scott,
makes
I was
sense.
Just number one there. I mean, starts with Alien, for me at least. And then you've got just, like,
Gladiator.
A cavalcade of hits. Gladiator, I absolutely
Thelma Louise.
Love. Thelma and Louise. I really like Kingdom of Heaven. Especially the director's cut, the non-ruined edition of it, is pretty solid. And then The Martian, like, oh, The Martian's just fantastic. Like, I think he did a great job. It's one of those books that I felt like it would be really, really hard to adapt, and I really loved the book. And then he nailed it. I mean, it was great. Like, and there's so much stuff that's going on in the character's head, and I think the combination of Matt Damon and Ridley Scott were able to bring that out in a way that I really, truly didn't think was possible. So, yeah, so I got to go with Ridley Scott there.
That's a movie that's American Gangster. Watchable over and over again.
Oh, right,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
American Gangster.
One of my favorite Denzel movies, other than Man on Fire.
Training Day.
Training Day, too, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but The Martian, I could watch again and again. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter where it's at. 5 minutes in, an hour, 50 minutes in. Oh, okay, I'll just keep watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those movies, like, it's on my iPad, it's on my phone. Like, it's just, it's there whenever I want to watch it. Like, I'm bored on a plane and I have nowhere to go for 8 hours. I'll throw it on. You know, like, it's fantastic.
Was
Napoleon
any good? Did you guys go see that?
I liked it. I mean, I don't think it's quite on the same level as, like, Gladiator or some of his other historical epics. I'd say it's probably better than Robin Hood.
Exodus, Gods and Kings.
It's definitely better than that.
His 2010s were not very good.
No, it was a rough stretch. And also, like, the one reason why I was like, I'm going to wait on him for a little while, and also that I had the first pick and had to get Spielberg, was that, boy, those Alien movies that he's come out with more recently, Prometheus and Covenant.
Bad.
Like, I'm confused.
I just got lost in my own mythology.
Yeah.
It's
confusing.
It is.
I don't know where anything is in the timeline
at all.
And
it's like, somehow it's like a standalone movie, but you feel like you have to, like, know a whole bunch of stuff to understand just what the heck is happening.
Yeah. So,
there's that. Was that my time?
That's your time.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, so my next pick is Christopher Nolan. See, I told you were close.
In all honesty, I was in my head. I had Ridley Scott or Christopher Nolan is who you're going to pick, and I went with Nolan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, see, you nailed it.
Yeah.
I feel like Nolan probably a slightly later pick for me, just because he has a smaller body of work overall. But
getting the trilogy is huge.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the huge things right there. And then Memento's fantastic. Insomnia is kind of amazing. I really liked the Prestige a lot, which is another one of those movies where it was like, hey, two movies about magicians is the word, in the same summer. Like, all right, cool. And I liked The Prestige a little better. But then, like, I also really love Interstellar. I finally got to revisit that during summer school. Not that I was bored during summer school.
It was during his break.
But, yeah, it was absolutely. It was during the break is when I watched that three-hour film. And,
That movie makes me
great.
Weep, dude.
And like Dunkirk. Like Dunkirk is so good, and I really like Oppenheimer too. So like I feel like he doesn't really have any misses for me. I think it's kinda like you with Hughes. Like it's all upside for me. And so
I hope you have an IMAX on the island.
Right?
Oh, because
that'd be
really
the only way. Because
you want a big, huge screen with great sound. Especially like Dunkirk in the theater was
And those
nuts.
Like the opening scenes of like, I mean, he's just got a way of like drawing people in. Like you see it with the trilogy, and it's just, yeah, he does that in just about every movie. Like
he's got some great cinematographers. Right,
oh my gosh, sure. 100%.
Interstellar changed my life when I saw that movie. I weep every time. Every time he watches that voice message from his son, dude, brutal.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
I have. And I do like it a lot. And I like Tenet a lot. And
Tenet was confusing, man.
I kind of feel the same way about Interstellar. Like toward the end, I'm like, I get it, but it did take me a minute to go, like it's cool. The same thing with Tenet. Like I'm still not sure I understand Tenet.
That movie's the hardest to follow.
Yeah.
I will say I like it a little bit more every time I watch it though too.
Tenet?
Like a little bit.
It's extremely well acted.
It's like very much like stair step for me. Like I was like the first time I watched it I was like, okay, that maybe is a miss for me. And then a couple more subsequent viewings I'm like, okay, I see what he's trying to do there. And like it kind of fits together a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I get it. But yeah, it's one of those where it's hard, especially if you're just like, I'm going to watch it one time. Like, okay, good luck.
See, and that's kind of how I feel about Nolan. Because I remember walking out of the theater when I saw Inception, knowing I love this movie, and I know I'm probably never going to watch it again. Same with Oppenheimer.
Yeah. There's a lot of layers.
Loved
it.
I'm never going to watch that again.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Is it just my ignorance, but in Tenet, thank you, in Tenet, there aren't really any big name actors that were put into that film, right? Or am I forgetting somebody?
Robert Pattinson's pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. And I honestly, I forgot that he was in it, but yeah.
Is it John David Washington?
David Washington, Denzel's yeah, son. I think those are the only two.
But I don't think he'd really done much at that point, right?
No.
Like, yeah, that
he's still.
I assume it. We're talking yeah, about the main character who's a black man. Yeah. Is, okay.
Yes.
I'd never seen him in anything other than that movie.
Well, and there's not your usual Nolan murderer's row. Like Michael Caine's not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Cillian
Murphy.
There's
no Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Marion Cotillard.
Oh, I forgot to bring my Peaky Blinders hat.
Oh yeah, you need to bring that.
It's all good. We're not on video.
All right, so let me Tarantino and Guy Ritchie.
All right, so
please get Penny Marshall.
Sophia Coppola.
You're rolling pretty butch right now. Is there a woman in any of these movies that you
Well, and I feel bad that you say all that because the director I want to take next has got a bad reputation when it comes to women.
Polanski?
No. No.
Wow.
One, I don't like his movies, really. No, and it...
Is it produced by Miramax?
It came out later in life that he was not such a... I mean, I think it was just all found out later in life that he was not such a good guy. I'm going to take Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Rear Window, Vertigo, North by Northwest, Shadow of a Doubt. Like, there's just a ton of his movies. And I really don't even like Birds. Like, when I watch that... All I think is
torture.
That I really thought that was just that a general a
statement. I just really don't like birds.
I like birds.
I think they're government drones spying on us.
In a general sense,
birds aren't real. No, he gets a lot of publicity for that film. Like, but I watched it. I watched it a couple times. I think even if you remade it with new technology, I still don't like pterodactyls coming at you. All right, but birds
way scarier.
I just can't get into it. But Alfred Hitchcock, yeah. Vertigo, Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching how that plays out and the watching of the neighbors and all the vignettes that are created, it's cool. I like it a lot.
I think it's one of the few movies that's like that old and still holds up the same. Like, it is, there's nothing else like that. Like, the dude is just trapped there watching all of this happen. It's like, wow.
And try to remake that too because of
they did
technology.
Try to remake that.
Yeah, the technology today, because you have more access, like it doesn't really make sense that someone would just be looking out their window.
Right.
They'd be online Googling this and that. And,
well, when you watch those movies too, you can see where so many other movies have ripped it off.
Yeah.
Like when you watch Citizen Kane. Yeah, Disturbia is kind of like your window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's their version of the one who did it first. All right, Littell. John Hughes and Scorsese are your first two. Who do we got at three?
I'm making out, dude. I'm gonna go Stanley Kubrick on this one.
Kubrick.
Yeah.
Another one that's got a pretty wide breadth of movie.
He's got such range in so far as what he's made, and I like almost everything. I haven't seen Day of the Fight or Paths of Glory, but I mean, I love Spartacus. Doctor Strangelove is one of my favorite. Like satire movies, Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, The Shining.
I can't watch Metal Clockwork Jacket. Orange. I tried.
You not like eggs?
Like eggs.
I don't like eggs, and I don't like birds.
It's those darn bowler hats.
No, I have a hard time watching movies that
it's pretty rough.
That depict that sort of violence.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That type of I just can only watch so much of it. But he is a great director, and I'm not saying otherwise.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize...
It's a trippy film.
Yeah, I didn't... I honestly, again, I'm pretty ignorant about this. I didn't realize he did The Shining. I don't know why. If you had gun to my head, who's the director of The Shining? My best guess would have been Jack Nicholson. Sorry.
He also directed The Space Landing. Did you know that? On the moon.
Jack Nicholson?
No, sure. Stanley Kubrick.
Oh. Yeah.
I will say he doesn't have a huge filmography, though. That's the thing.
I don't. Yeah. That doesn't bother me. I love every single one of those movies.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
It's Spartacus. Like
Tarantino.
Spartacus
he's only
is
got
so good.
Movies, but
I love that movie.
Yeah.
They're all really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket has the best opening scene to any movie ever.
What is the opening scene? I obviously have forgotten.
The Basic Training with Army Lee, or what's his name?
I remember that being in Basic Training. I guess I don't remember the opening scene.
It's not really the opening scene. You just mean like opening to a movie. Because it's
many scenes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
I guess Deer Hunter would have the best opening scene to any movie.
That is one long wedding they attended.
But it's the bomb.
It is.
It makes everything else happen.
About a half hour in, you're like, wait a minute, they're still at the wedding.
I like Casino Royale. It's just 20 minutes of parkour. That's right. Up a movie.
It was good, but man, like, couldn't somebody have just yelled parkour at one point just to, like, you know, hammer it home? Like, not James Bond, obviously.
No.
All right. I'm up for two. I've got Coen Brothers and I've got Ron Howard. I would have gone Nolan, but yeah. I would have been mainly just doing that for the trilogy. I like his other stuff.
Yeah.
But, again,
it's so good.
Yeah, the rewatchability of the other stuff is a little in question for me. There's a few that I'd like to take here, and a lot of it is based on the actors that I like. Like, if I, you know, sometimes actors are linked to a director. Like, Johnny Depp is, if you're drafting Tim Burton, you're going to get all the Depp movies that they've done together.
Right.
Uh-huh. But for my third pick, I'm going to go Jon Favreau.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Not the biggest filmography, of course, but a lot of variety. He's got Elf, the first two Iron Men, Swingers. Swingers.
I love Vince Vaughn in that movie so much.
And I really enjoyed the Jungle Book remake. Jungle Book's my favorite Disney movie.
It's
when
easily
I was a kid.
The best live action remake.
It's so
it's not
good.
Even close.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's so good in that movie. He's the perfect Baloo, man.
Yeah, I do love Jon Favreau. He's not on this stupid list, for crying out loud.
There's one that's not on this list that.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Unless you,
I've got a couple that aren't.
Unless I got an edited version from you intentionally, because no. I do like Jon Favreau. I don't know how I forgot.
He's not
that.
On mine either.
Yeah,
I did joke with Arvin that I was going to pull the ones that I really like.
That's true. I wouldn't know.
I really didn't realize that Jon Favreau wasn't on this.
That's kind of crazy because, and I was just texting you guys a couple days ago about. Vince Vaughn movies, and I think basically they all had Jon Favreau involved in some way.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I love his stuff. So, whatever you pick now, look, so this is your...
This is my fourth pick.
Fourth pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not going to be a whole lot left after this, buddy.
Yeah, this is tough. I really didn't get some of the ones that I really wanted, but that's okay. I could go Fincher here. Love David Fincher, but not enough movies that I really like. He's got some clunkers in there that aren't for me. I think I'm going to go Tony Scott.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go Tony Scott here. I get a lot of Denzel movies, which I really love.
Yeah.
And I get my most favorite movie of all time, True Romance.
Well done.
What else has Tony Scott done that I would know of? Oh, yeah. Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop 2, which is actually pretty good. Not as good as one,
no,
but still good.
The first one's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, Man on Fire.
Taking Pelham.
Oh, Man on Fire is so good.
I love Crimson Tide, too. I'm a submarine junkie, though.
Mm.
Enemy of the State is a good Gene Hackman role.
That is a good.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was Last Boy Scout, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a very underappreciated movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. No, you never see it on TV. You never see it replayed on Hulu, Netflix, anything. It's just... Well, that's weird.
And the bummer with Tony Scott is, I mean, obviously he committed suicide however many years ago now. It's just a bummer to think of what he could have continued to do. You know, Ridley's obviously continued to do movies, and he's fairly old. There are a couple there that I would look to draft, but I'm good with that.
I'm not kidding here, but are you a Kevin Smith fan or no?
I was when I was young.
Okay.
I always say I grew out of my Kevin Smith fandom.
Okay.
I still think Clerks
everybody's
is very
got a
good.
No, there's good stuff, but like when I was 16, I was like, "Oh, Kevin Smith is the greatest director of all time. He's in the best movies." People just don't understand.
Dogma's pretty funny too.
Dogma's great.
Yeah. Well, he's got some hits, but yeah.
All right. So we're back to Littell. Yes,
Littell, yes. With your fourth pick.
All right, this person is not on the list, but I'm gonna pick them anyway, and it's Wes Anderson. I'm gonna lock that in.
How is he not on the list?
I don't know, but I love. All of his movies. I love his style. I know that's usually the make or break for a lot of people, but I love his style. I think the cast that he usually always gets, like Bill Murray, Owen Wilson and company, are all fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, Fantastic Mr. Fox is like probably my top 10 movies as well.
He did that?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good movie.
Grand Budapest, Moonrise Kingdom, Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums, another movie that makes me cry, Isle of Dogs.
How about Rocket Science? Did he do Rocket Science?
No, he did. He did Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Rocket. I do like that. But Rocket Science is a real movie. Like, I'm not goofing around. Do you know that one? No, have you seen Rocket Science? I think that's what it's called. About the debate team?
Are you thinking about that movie with Ryan Gosling where he's like, you know, Armstrong?
No. Definitely not, but thank you.
But thank you.
But I do like Bottle Rocket. I'll look it up later. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. He's very funny. I like his direction a lot.
That's a good pick.
All right. So Lemmy.
So Wes Anderson, just, I'm being serious here. Does he have any connection to Owen Wilson? Because I feel like they rose together.
I mean,
were they buddies like to begin that. With or anything like that? Or
I think they met in college.
Did they?
Because Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau were friends at one time. I don't know if they still are, but they were. Like, their rise was similar.
They met on the set of Rudy.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah. No, I want to say it was Owen Wilson, Wes Anderson, and Jason Schwartzman all were in college together, and then they did Bottle Rocket and then Rushmore.
Yeah, Rushmore.
Yeah.
All right. So, God, this is so it is good. My pick now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. All right. I don't know. there's a bunch of guys, and I got to pick one to stick with.
There are a lot of notables still not drafted.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to take... No, I'm not going to. I thought I knew what I was going to do, and then I thought, no, I'm going to back away from that idea.
There is no better podcasting than this right here.
That's right.
Well, it's not technically dead air. We are at least talking about my indecision, which is better than... Really? So this won't be completely unedited, huh?
No. Well, he's got to, thanks to Littell and his
quotes. Oh, yeah, and his cussing for the love.
LaFell.
All right. I'm going to do this because I need something lighthearted. I'm going with Rob Reiner.
I just wrote him down as one of the ones who hadn't been drafted yet.
This is Spinal Tap, Princess Bride.
Stand by Me.
Stand By Me is really good. When Harry Met Sally, Misery. Obviously, Misery's not the funny, lighthearted stuff, but
I need some
lighthearted stuff. Misery? Oh, yeah.
So
Kathy Bates is crazy good in that.
She killed that movie.
Jeez.
Do you know the Roger Ebert book? I hated this movie.
No, and but that sounds like a Roger Ebert book.
So that was the title of the review he made. And then he made that his book. And that's where all the movies that he's given one star or less to.
Okay.
Because he has his great films, but then he has his book of I Hated This Movie. And it's North by Rob Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
When the kid divorces his parents. Mm-hmm. Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
He really hated that movie.
Really hated that movie and made a big deal out of it.
Well, the box office didn't care for it either.
No.
It might have been because of the bad reviews.
Well, there were a ton of big names in it.
Yeah.
I remember Julia Louis-Dreyfus is one of them, and they were down in Texas. I can't remember who the big Texan guy is, but there were a lot of big names. Probably.
Yeah. Isn't Bruce Willis in North? Or am I wrong on that?
I honestly can't remember.
Yeah. But you're right. There were a bunch of cameos of different big-time actors and actresses. All right.
Let's tell.
It's me again? Isn't that Arvin?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Arvin, yeah.
I'm going the wrong way. Arvin, wow. Go ahead. Sorry.
You really got skipped.
This is 4 and 5.
All right. 4 and 5.
Goodness gracious.
I know, right? So, yeah, I'm going to go with like an 80s, 90s kind of bent here. So my fourth pick is going to be James Cameron.
I was wondering.
You are a big Titanic fan.
Yeah, I love Titanic. I legitimately love Titanic. Oh, my God. That might be one of the first times I connected with emotions and cried in a theater.
Is when they were dancing.
You're welcome.
Really
fast. Oh, my God. No, it was the darn Celine Dion song at the end. Like, ugh. Girls got pipes. But, like the Terminator, Aliens. I love Aliens. Oh, my God. So much. And I feel like I have Alien. So now I need to have Aliens. So there's that. Terminator 2 is
Judgment Day, baby.
Fantastic. It's so good. So much better than Terminator. Just Terminator.
I have the full metal sleeve that came into that.
Yes! Yeah. Like the steel box thing. That was cool. Is it the DVD one where it's like all chromey? Mm-hmm. I love that. I may have owned Terminator 2 in like 7 different formats through my life. Like I definitely had it on VHS. I think I had it on like 2 or 3 times on DVD, various special editions, etc. I had it on Laserdisc.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't have a Laserdisc player. I just I found it and I was like, occasionally I'll buy a Laserdisc because it looks like a record, but it's the movie poster. Mm. So it's like a smaller version of a movie poster. And usually you can find the Laserdisc for like, hey, it's 50 cents, you know, like, or at a garage sale. They're like $5 for $1 or something like that. So I'll just be like, yeah, why not? And I actually did from the library here that when they were like getting rid of their LaserDisc player, they were like, you don't want one of those, do you? Because I was like maybe one of the only two people that had ever checked it out since like the year 2002. And they were like, you want it? And I was like, yes, I do. So now I have a LaserDisc player and a bunch of LaserDiscs. So there's, and that's one of them. True Lies. Oh my God. Like True Lies is so good. Like just a completely like different tonal shift, but hilarious. You know, it lets Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie is fantastic. And then I actually do like Avatar, and I feel like I saw The Way of Water, and like there's a point early on in the like last climactic battle scene that pays off 45 minutes later, and I was like, that's just James Cameron. Like James Cameron can do that. Like he like has such an eye for putting together an action scene that I gotta give him his flowers and take him there.
All right, so. Spielberg, Ridley Scott, Christopher Nolan, James Cameron.
He didn't even name the. What's your favorite James Cameron movie? Because he didn't even name mine.
The Abyss?
No. But I love that. Did he do that too?
Yeah.
Dang, I love that.
He funded that whole operation.
I thought you named everything he did.
I tried to. What did I miss?
Did you say Almost Famous?
That's not.
Well, that's not
that's, a James. That's Cameron Crowe.
Oh, damn. That's like Orson Welles and George Orwell, right?
No, that's like Before and After on Jeopardy.
If he had James Cameron, that, I would have named it.
I'm sorry.
No, actually,
I don't know directors.
No, that's actually a good. That's a good point because we're getting all ready to draft our fifth one.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Still on the board, we have Cameron Crowe, who did Almost Famous, Jerry Maguire.
Just so you know,
and I love that movie.
And Titanic, Cameron Crowe's Titanic.
Cameron Crowe's Titanic.
Sam Mendes. David Fincher, Michael Mann, Richard Linklater, Steven Soderbergh, Robert Zemeckis, Antoine Fuqua, Milos Forman, Clint Eastwood, Brian De Palma, Jonathan Demme, Francis Ford Coppola, Christopher Columbus, Tim Burton, Paul Thomas Anderson. Still not drafted. It's a lot of like heavy hitters in there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this was a little bit easier. Like I thought the director thing was going to be trying to find people I thought that made more than one movie that I cared for or something.
Well, that's the trick because a lot of these that I just read off, I love like maybe one or two of their movies, but not enough to draft. Like Jonathan Demme, Silence of the Lambs, absolutely
fantastic.
Floors me. I love that movie so much. But would I watch anything else that he did?
I don't think I could name another one of his movies.
Exactly. So, all right, number five, we got about 8 minutes.
All right.
Let's, off of
that list, I'm taking no one. I love your
Kurosawa
list. It's great. Kurosawa's on my list. Here's I'm just going to give you guys the rest of my list that hasn't been taken, except for the one that I'm going to take right now. I went with Edgar Wright. I put Frank Capra on there because I do like him, like a lot of his stuff. Tim Burton's on there because Batman. I mean, Michael Keaton, fantastic. Denis Villeneuve.
I love Denis Villeneuve. Like,
right?
His movies are so damn good.
So good. And I've got Ridley Scott, so like, do I want to have 2049? I kind of do. so I put him on there. And honestly, I thought some of these guys would get taken. I got Kurosawa on there. I put Jordan Peele on there. I put Taika Waititi on there. I put the Russo brothers on there. And I put Greta Gerwig on there. And I'm taking John McTiernan.
I have him down as a dark horse.
Yeah.
He's a lot of really good movies.
I mean, because I was like, okay, Die Hard. Like, I love Die Hard. That's the limit.
Great Christmas film.
Yeah, it is. It's
a perfect
Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
And he also did Predator.
All of the Schwarzeneggers.
Absolutely.
In the 80s.
Like, and then one of my favorite movies ever is The Hunt for Red October. And he's
really
behind that.
Film.
And, Sean Connery in that's so great. And Alec Baldwin is good in that. Maybe the best Jack Ryan. Who knows? And then he also did Die Hard with a Vengeance and the Thomas Crown Affair. So, like, I'm going to go with that. Why not? Like, those movies are rewatchable. Why not? So I'm going to go with that.
He did The 13th Warrior.
Yeah.
That's a fun film.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas, right?
Yeah. I think he learned English by that time when he was doing that movie.
Barely.
Yeah. Was it? Okay.
Well, that's it's a fun okay because he's, like, Turkish or something in there, right? Like, isn't that the
he's...
Or am I misremembering?
They don't really say.
But he is of Islamic origin of some, because he's got the curved sword and they're making fun of it.
He's Aladdin. He's somewhere with the Arabian Nights.
You know, some producer was like, he's ethnic. Let's just, it's fine.
I guarantee you that's what it was.
I mean, yeah, 100%. Like, It's that, it's that time frame. You
he
know?
Was close enough to Middle Eastern looking, so we'll take him.
All right.
All right, before I make my last pick, I just have a question for the group. If I pick someone, do I get them as a director and an actor, or only as a director? Like, do I get their films that they were in as
this
well?
Is, this I is say he's going with George I say Clooney. Director only.
Director. Ay, jerks.
We got to be...
All right, so my final three that I'm going to pick from, and that's because as a child, I grew up watching Western movies all the time with my dad. So it's either John Ford, Clint Eastwood, or Sergio Leone. And to be honest with you, I grew up watching John Ford movies.
Searchers, man.
Eastwood has some really good Westerns, and probably my favorite of all time, The Outlaw of Josie Wales, which I just learned he directed. I didn't know that. And Sergio Leone's got the trilogy with Clint Eastwood. That's so hard to give up on, too. But I'm going to go old school, and also he's just got a plethora of Westerns to go with John Ford.
He's a great choice.
Classic pick.
Yeah. I just, basically every Western made since the 1960s has been influenced by something John Ford did. And hell, he made Westerns in the 1960s as well. But man, I'd really like to just take Clint Eastwood as both and be happy. That would be easy.
Whenever you can get Firefox, I think you got to do it.
Firefox, that might be the most boring, disappointed movie I saw as a 12-year-old. Me and my...
As a 12-year-old,
sure. We were so excited to go to that movie, and then it my friend and I were bored to tears watching Firefox. It was... I don't even... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you ever see Ford's Grapes of Wrath?
Yeah, with...
I don't know any of the names, but I've seen the movie.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know the main actor in The Grapes of Wrath? Mm-hmm. He's an icon, and I, for the life of me, I cannot think of his name right now.
Billy Joel. John Barrymore?
Not John Barrymore.
John Huston?
Not John Huston.
Then I'm out.
You go to your next pick, and I'll...
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right, Littell. John Hughes.
Henry Fonda?
Henry Fonda. Thank you. Henry Fonda.
Stanley Kubrick, Wes Anderson.
What a good list. Oh man.
Also among the ones I read off but didn't include was Sam Raimi, and who I think you're gonna take is Peter Jackson. Still on the board.
I'm torn between
Rip Torn.
It's Rip Torn.
Well, there you have it, everybody.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger. Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah.
Did
Sonnenfeld. Yeah.
I think as much as I do love the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and as like perfect as I think those movies are.
You use that word a lot. Perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
You've seen a lot of perfect movies.
There are quite a few good movies out there. I'm actually going to go with my heart on this one because there are just so many movies on here that I love. And that's...
John Waters?
You're close. John Carpenter.
Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Ghosts Talk about of it. Mars.
Well, Halloween... And The Thing are two of my favorite horror movies of all time. Especially The Thing. I think The Thing holds up so well.
Like, it's one of those movies you can just like watch and debate with yourself all the time.
Yeah.
The ending of that is just so good. Mm-hmm. And again, obviously Halloween. But also, I also really, really enjoy all the Kurt Russell stuff that he's done. Like Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. Not so much Escape from L.A., but, but Big Trouble in Little China. What an amazing random movie that is. There's so much crazy stuff that just happens in one movie. I think, Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
So good. I just watched that for the first time recently, and I was like, wow. For like how small the set is, like it just pops off immediately and never lets go. Starman, I think, is super overlooked. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. It's about like
I kept watching it as a kid, expecting it's going to be about aliens. It's going to be awesome. And it wasn't. And then I watched it as an adult, and I was like, oh, no, this is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out, like, my 12-year-old self was very disappointed by Starman.
And I mean, yeah, that's basically all I got to say. I love John Carpenter. He makes pretty good movies, even though he's crazy. I
do good choice.
Love his movies.
Strong pick.
Is the Memoirs of an Invisible Man, is that with Chevy Chase?
Is that Chevy Chase?
No.
Don't know.
You don't know? Okay. If it is, I like it. If it's not, I don't think I've seen it.
Again, just A+ podcasting.
Man does his research.
Hey,
I found that list today.
To be honest.
Well, you can't know that that's what you're going to think of down the road. Right. You know, like who knew that was going to come up?
Right.
All right, my last pick. I've got Coen Brothers, Ron Howard, John Favreau, Tony Scott. I would like to take Sam Mendes, but again, just a couple movies. Really loved Jarhead. Really loved 1917. Cameron Crowe is probably the one I really want to take. I got Almost Famous, Jerry Maguire, Richard Linklater. I love Dazed and Confused, love School of Rock. But again, they just have a couple that I really love. Paul Thomas Anderson is probably who I should take here, but I think I'm going to go...
Time.
Yeah, I know. It's 2:30. I really want to go PTA, but I've seen There Will Be Blood enough that I can just run the movie in my head. I'm going to go Robert Zemeckis here.
Oh, nice.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow.
I get the Tom Hanks movies, Forrest Gump, Castaway. I get What Lies Beneath. I get the three Back to the Futures, Romancing the Stone, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Welcome to Morrowind.
The super uplifting Steve Carell vehicle. A lot of, he has a good variety. He's got enough movies that I really enjoy. Again, there's a few on here that I could draft Tim Burton, but again, only a couple movies that I really love. Miloš Forman, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, love, but outside of that, not much for me anyway. So that's it. That's my five.
Had his career ended after like A Christmas Carol, I think I would have done that, but like, Welcome to Marwin is the only movie in my life that I've walked out of because I was that mad. It was that horrible.
Yeah.
Like
Steve Carell, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. From the trailers, I thought it was going to be one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Same.
Like it had everything going.
Did you not expect it to be that serious, that heavy?
I was expecting it to be like really heavy and have like a lot of heart.
Right.
I thought the whole movie was horribly acted.
Gotcha. Like
whatever they used in the trailer, those were the only well-acted scenes. Gotcha. The rest of it was abysmal, and I was furious. And I walked out the only time.
Wow.
Yep.
You literally walked out of the film?
I saw it on Christmas.
Huh. I've thought about it twice, but never done it. Good for you.
Anchorman 2.
You walked out?
Walked out of Anchorman 2.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
And not as good as the first one.
I would have walked out of Man of Steel, but my date wouldn't let me.
Was it Rick Reed? Wow.
Sucker.
No, it's not Rick Reed. That's a good note to end on.
That was fantastic.
All right. Good job, fellas. Ticket Studs out.